Welcome to the August 2024 communique. A description under a beautiful painting by Filipino artist Anita Magsaysay Ho. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Greetings to dear sisters in Christ. Whoosh! Prepare for a flood. Whether in attendance, in person, participating at a distance through media, or unaware, the National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis in mid-July will have its influence. All of us exist in the torrential ripple effect of its graces. Yes, even our dear sisters in the 32 countries outside of the USA. Our Eucharistic Lord seeks every heart. How fitting that the Church orients herself in August to the themes of the Blessed Sacrament and Adoration. Seven Sisters will receive an extra boost of love and strength from our patron, St. John Vianney, on his feast day, August 4th. A growing number of Seven Sisters articulate that they carry an invigorating desire to encourage others to join our efforts. This seems fueled by a genuine desire that every priest and bishop benefits from our sacrifices of prayer. Blessed the men whose strength is in thee. They go from strength to strength. Psalm 84, verses 5a and 7a. This current gift of a swell of graces round about us serves as a perfect milieu and moment to individually and collectively do just that. The reality of being alongside Jesus in our efforts is the starting point. For Christ's love compels us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. He guides, we follow. He calls, we harvest. Our conversations with him prior, during, and in the yielding of the fruit of the labors is key to moving closer to completion of our mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest. There are some 400,000 waiting for a Seven Sisters group. It is doable. Please quote me. At the heart of our work, we imitate Christ, who invites, "Can you not watch with me 1 hour?" And followed by other invitations, "Come and see and follow me." Regardless of how conversations may tumble out between individuals, this is at the center. We invite in reciprocation of his invitation to us. We pray in imitation of his continual conversation with our Father. The first year of our prayer with seven groups of seven, June 2011 through June 2012, was a testing of the spirits. As the door opened in June of 2012 for others to participate, Father Johnson, our apostolate chaplain, in prudence requested that one-on-one invitation be the means for potential growth. This would fittingly rely on and witness to the workings of the Holy Spirit. These simple efforts swiftly revealed that the harvest was all about us. Father eventually gave the go-ahead to use bulletin spots, radio conversations, news articles, informational booths and sessions, and the like. He continues to remind that the work remains that of the Holy Spirit, giving credit to the nudging that move in any one of these directions as heaven sent. The varied sectors served by our priests and bishops call for distinctive outreach efforts. Bulletin inserts may bear fruit for some situations, while a parish flock note, diocesan paper article, or radio spot may be better elsewhere. You know your people and how they might respond to various ways of invitation. Prayer will make it clear. Action will carry it out, but be mindful that action lives next door to inactivity and doubt next door to faith. Trust it. Try it. When you pray, move your feet. An African origin statement. And above all, your prayerful fidelity and example will draw interest surer than words. What brings fruit one time may not do so a second time. Perhaps we can learn from an esthetician who uses the technique the technique of skin flooding. It involves layering of skin creams, sprays, oils, and serums. She is not hoping something works, but rather knowing they all work together for good. The apostolate offers handouts to assist with conversation starters, bulletin blurbs, and setting up an informational booth or table. Attached here and also linked to the website. Let us be a resource, but let us learn from you too. Share what you are doing in prayer and in deed to ensure more prayer for more priests. As Christians, we hope to spend our lives for something that will outlast our time on earth. Renowned Filipino artist Anita Magsaysay Ho regarded the women of her country with deep admiration for their joy of living, knowing very well their strength, hard work, and quiet dignity. Her painting here says all of this. Anita, a Catholic, offered this ending to a poem she once penned. I gaze at my drab colors and at the grandeur that is thine. Lord, how can I depict thy work without thy hand in mine? These touching words and image aptly reflect so much of you and the apostolate work as well. A moving passage of sacred scripture is held in a prophecy from Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 2 through 24. It stirs both a reminder and assurance that God has a plan that beckons our cooperation, not our direction. Ezekiel states that he will take from the cedar a tender shoot and plant it elsewhere, on a high and lofty mountain. And the growth and fruit will be tremendous, not because of the shoot, but because of God and his choosing. And so does it seem with this apostolate that we share. Of his choosing, God has placed tender shoots of handfuls of hidden, trusting intercessors, and is flourishing them, and it is generating shelter and strength for many. Graces are now in abundance, fit to nurture Eucharistic lives. Let us not squander them, but allow them to stretch our hearts. Next year, the Jubilee year will afford even more. They are for our asking and cooperation. Let us together move in strength, hard work, and dignity, and let us know that God will help us. The work is his. From St. Jean Jugan. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest, eternal gratitude continues as you each remember to offer a wee Hail Mary for me every day. For Jeanette. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble. St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your kind emails and notes and phone calls and generous support always arrive to my heart door at the right moment. Your financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Thank you. The letters of testimony are so beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through your writing. Eternal gratitude is mine for you. Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Jeanette Howe, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Phone number 651-283-0929. Address 43 Nord, N-O-R-D, Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. Email address 7sistersapostolate@gmail.com, spelled out SEVENSISTERSAPOSTOLATE@gmail.com. Seven Sisters in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome. New groups that registered in July to cover more priests in daily prayer. Additional groups in the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., and these USA states, Alabama, Arizona, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. Did you know the apostolate offers 9 groups, thus 9 hours daily, as a gift to Pope Francis? Our sure mission in every diocese of every country, let no shepherd be left behind. Recent events and ahead on the calendar. Sunday, August 4th, is the feast of our patron, St. John Vianney. Annual Holy Hour is offered by Jeff and Jeanette for intentions of all 7 sisters. We will pray with an atlas in lap, in full gratitude and love for you. A freebie in honor of St. John Vianney, a litany leaflet from the Sisters of Life for priests and seminarians to pray. The title, Father, Love Them Through Me, Unleashing the Father's Love. Bless a priest with this gift. Send your self-addressed stamped envelope to Jeanette Howe, 43 Nord Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. And May through October 2024, pray for one bishop in the United States each day in this season of prayer offered through the Shepherd Project. A prayer is emailed to you daily. This is through Our Lady of Champion in Wisconsin. The website, championshrine.org/shepherd-project. Saturday, the 7th of September, a time of reflection and fellowship, getting to know our patrons with the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, Missouri. Mass, lunch, 3 talks, Q&A. Jeanette is one of the speakers. Contact Judy at 7sisterskcsj@gmail.com. Next, on September 21st, Saturday, a day of reflection, Fiat, at the Blessed Sacrament Church in Hibbing, Minnesota, 8 to 2:30 p.m., $20 suggested donation, includes Mass, talks, lunch, fellowship. Jeanette will offer one of the talks. Contact Anna at 7sistersduluth@gmail.com or call her at 218-565-0122. Next, save the date for Saturday, November 9th, the annual time of reflection and renewal for the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, in St. Michael's and St. Michael, Minnesota. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Speaker is Father John Ricardo. This includes adoration, Mass, lunch, testimonies, and vendors. Contact Doreen at 7sistersstpaul@gmail.com. I'll spell it out. SEVENSISTERSSTPAUL@gmail.com. And because you asked, there's a link to a limited edition of apostolate t-shirts, short and long sleeved, and hoodies. Go to www.bonfire.com/SEVEN-SISTERS-APOSTOLAT, or you can email 7sistersseattle@gmail.com. Now, the matters of the heart, with the wonderful testimonies sent to Jeanette. From Maria in Kansas, I am a student at Kansas State University. Throughout college, I have experienced a great increase in my devotion to the Lord. This is nurtured by the amazing priests here. I heard about the group from an anchoress, and I knew that it was a call to serve the priests that do so much for us college students. From Carla in Iowa, someone that leads a 7-sister group approached me. I was honored she asked. I said yes right away. Father is new to our parish. What a wonderful way to welcome him in prayer. From Cheryl in Alabama, this apostolate is an integral step in saving our church, our community, and our families. Heaven's gates can open a little wider because people will be able to hear the truth, God's truth. This has given us a chance to make a difference, one prayer at a time. And from Caitlin in Tennessee, I began as a member of the apostolate in South Carolina. I have had a strong calling to pray for priests from my youth, so I was glad to have this avenue to put that desire to use. It was difficult to move from my church and truly treasured priests this year, but have landed on good soil. I was excited to learn of a Seven Sisters group here, so I reached out to the anchoress. My call was a relief for her. Two parochial vicars joined the staff recently, and they needed not only new members, but a new anchoress as well. The calling couldn't be clearer, so I agreed to fill the role. From Diane in New York, someone handed out brochures at an event. A friend decided to do it. I figured if she could start it, then I could too. Our priests are struggling so much having to be in charge of more than one parish and also not living with other priests. God really led me to ask the right people. From Megan in Virginia, I look forward to my new position as anchoress and the spiritual growth that no doubt will accompany it. The opportunity came at the right time. Great thanks to the Holy Spirit. From Maureen in Wisconsin, such a beautiful ministry to help support our priests, our parishes, the entire Catholic Church, ourselves, and the greater world. Thank you, and I pray it continues to grow. From Anne Marie in Ohio, this time in prayer has been invaluable. Although we may not see the fruit, we are confident that God knows our hearts and is showering graces. We are each connected spiritually in a very particular way, bringing glory to God. Gratitude for this apostolate and divine mercy is beyond what any words can ever express. My own spiritual life has grown through this self-giving offering, and I can more easily see how God uses us in our weaknesses, limitations, and surrendering to His call. From Jenny in Idaho, I saw information about this in our bulletin and reached out for more info. I decided to lead the group so it could get started. This is a beautiful apostolate, and I am blown away by the graciousness of the women who signed up. Everyone I asked said yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com. And click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner Seven Sister Jean M. offers a seventh pendant free, the least expensive of the seven, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14-karat gold, with or without a diamond, a portion of the sales go to the apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis. No names are known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy at ElijahHelpers@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. ElijahHelpers@gmail.com or cell 612-756-1107. She will help. And the Appreciated and Loved Quilt Project, a double cloaking for retired priests. Seven Sisters Prayer and a Quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a seven-sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website for the Fasting Brother leader to register. Lamp bearers. Lamp bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each or 25 for $10 plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each or 25 for $10 plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website, click on About folder and scroll to bottom, choose In Remembrance, follow the prompts, or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the Apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org. APOSTOLATE.org. And please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Seven Sisters Apostolate. And in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-1129217106208811. God bless you.